I hate you. I don't expect you to understand why I do. Just listen to what I say. It takes a lot out of me to really express that this hatred isn't just some kind of surface level anger, something that I'd say one day and forget the next. No. This is fucking deep. This is that deep-rooted hatred that comes in like a roach in the dead of night. Slowly, one by one, they come in numbers. They settle in all the little nooks and crannies in all the corners of the house. During the day, you don't notice. You're too busy to see what had scurried away from the light when you opened up that drawer. But at night, a whole swarm, an infestation, begins to fester and grow within the walls of your own home. Everything they touch becomes tainted, dirty. They crawl through the floorboards, through the drains and the vents. Let me tell you something. Once you notice one, you notice them all. Every little thing starts to look like a roach in the corner of your eye. The little coffee stain on the kitchen table, the bit of ash in the ashtray, the dust bunny that accumulated at the foot of your bed. Your mind doesn't want to process logical reasoning. Everything is disgusting. Soon, you start to scrub the walls a little harder. Inspect every grain of rice in your food, every slice of bread in between. You open up the drawers and take every plate out one by one and wash them thoroughly, ensuring that no roach leg has gotten caught in between. You want to get rid of the filth by any means possible. So you try for an exterminator. You can't afford it. You try for some cheap solution from the hardware store. It doesn't work. Nothing fucking works. So what do? You sit in the filth. You let it be a part of you. You slowly stop having people over. You stop going out with friends. You begin to isolate yourself because you don't want anyone to know how you live, how dirty you are. And then suddenly, it's just a normal day. All those compulsive habits of cleaning become a part of you. The filth is still there, but now it's giving you purpose. You no longer sit in the house and mope. You start to care for your home in ways you haven't before. You've come to terms with the fact that you'll always live in the dirt. And that's exactly how you make me feel. You've infested every part of my body, claimed it yours, branded me from the inside out. Your hands, they gripped and clawed at my flesh. Every square inch of me was for the taking. Your sweat and my blood mixing into a cocktail of filth and rape. I can still feel you. Mercilessly, your cock broke me. It was rough, it was hard, it was unloving. At the time, I had someone special. Someone who was waiting for me at home. You were the scum that changed my life. You pushed into me as if you wanted to go right through my body. I couldn't move. You wouldn't let me. You made sure of it. I felt it all. I felt it ruin me. I felt it fuck me up. You didn't care. I was yours. So you'd use me until I passed out. Until words I said made no sense anymore. Until I was absolutely nothing. You did it again and again. This wasn't a one-time situation. You violated me as many times as you could. I memorized your rhythm. I memorized your moves from the beginning, the middle, and end. I memorized how you felt from the moment you pushed into me and when you would come. It became routine. It became a ritual. I allowed you to ruin me. I hate you. Sometimes you would only use my mouth. You'd fuck my throat and hold my head down into you until the tears came and my own spit dribbled out of my nose and the corners of my mouth. I'd gag, but that didn't matter to you. I was only an object for your leisure. A hole to use and discard and pick up whenever. So it continued. To this day, I never get used to it. You remind me this when you want me to look into your eyes when you fuck me. You pry my eyes open, and all I can see is your crazy expression looking back at me. You rub it in my face. You know that I don't want you. Your voice suddenly becomes the only reason in my brain when you use me. It rings and echoes in my head like a droning noise that's bound to make me deaf even if you're not whispering or moaning into my ears. Some nights, when I'm alone, I look back, half expecting you to be there, but you're not. I thought I'd hear you call for me down the hall. And that's when I knew it was getting worse. When you started fucking with my dreams and my nightmares, and in my waking daydreams, you're in every fucking car that drives by. You're the shadowy stranger at the end of the subway cart ready to follow me into the parking lot. You're the man that happened to take the exact same aisles in the grocery store. You're every missed call in my phone with the unknown caller ID. Every text notification I get, every comment on social media, it's just you. You. You are fucking everywhere. Fuck. You're the infestation. Suddenly, my thoughts become too twisted, corrupted beyond recognition. I no longer remember who he was because his face no longer exists. Only you exist. Oh God, fuck. Fuck. If not you, then it's nothing. Isn't that fucked up? Fuck. Other way anymore. I no longer understand sex. I only know rape. I can't come when I consent, when it's agreed. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can only come when I'm crying, when you break into my apartment and take me, hold me down and use me. I can only come when you hate me and when I hate you. That's the only way. And so, as you break me down, Strip me of all that makes me me. You gave me a new purpose. I only exist for pleasure. Your pleasure. I don't fucking care about mine. I'm nothing. I'm empty. I'm just a fucking slut with three holes. I'm a toy. You can use me. You can abuse me. You can mold me into that perfect little thing with no thoughts, no feelings, no love. I'm worthless. I'm yours. Matters outside of us. I don't think about anything else but your cock. Your cum breathes life into my body. I become anew when you fuck it into my throat, into my pussy, and into my ass. The feeling of it filling me up brings me so much ecstasy that I forget my own fucking name. God, who cares? I'm not worth a name or a face for that matter. I'm only a fuck toy. I have no identity. I'm just a disgusting bitch who enjoys getting raped. I don't care. It doesn't matter where I am, just take me. Grab me from the side of the bar and fuck me in front of every passerby, then leave me on the curb, stalk me in the endless staircase of my building and drag me into my apartment, follow me into the parking lot and take that knife to my throat and tell me you'll fuck me up and ruin my womb. Hurt me. I want you to fucking hurt me. I want you to ruin my life. I want you to mess me up. Please, please fucking destroy me. Fuck me up. Make me into dirt. Make me into filth. Bring me down. I have nothing else left. This is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? You want me to give in to you my full submission, my whole being in life. I shouldn't want this. It's immoral, it's fucked up. I tell you no, but a light switch has gone on to tell you yes. I can't tell you that. It's only on your terms whether or not you want me to enjoy it. It's on your terms if you want me to scream out in pain or in pleasure. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Fuck me up. Fuck me up. Please. Ruin me. Make me yours. Fucking claim me. Claim me. There's nothing left. Oh. Fuck. Oh. With you. I love you. I love you. Everything I knew about my old life is gone. All replaced by visions and iterations of you, your body, and your voice. Everything I know now is filled with rape, violence, and pain. Everything I should expect in the near future is bleak. My house is rotting from the inside out. The infestation can no longer be contained. I am becoming. I'm just an empty vessel for pain, pleasure, and fucking. Drown me in your sick void. I don't expect you to understand this. You don't have to. I hate you. All you need to know is that this is all your fault.